An emergency AD affects some Bell helicopters. Comair says it will downsize by half. And Southwest's pilots negotiate to fly bigger planes. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, September 3rd, 2010. The FAA has issued an emergency airworthiness directive for several models of Bell helicopters, prompted by a main rotor hydraulic servo actuator malfunction and a subsequent investigation that revealed the output piston rod assembly had fractured at the threaded end because of stress corrosion cracking. Also during the investigation, a non-conforming grind relief was discovered on a separate piston rod. The actions specified in the AD are intended to detect corrosion or a non-conforming piston rod that otherwise could result in failure of the piston rod, failure of the servo actuator, and subsequent loss of control of the helicopter. The FAA's AD is based on its own assessment of information provided by Transport Canada. Get details and a list of models affected in the text version of this story, dated September 2nd, at aero-news.net. Comair executives told workers in Cincinnati Wednesday that the carrier will likely be about half its current size in 2 years. The company plans to shed both planes and employees. Comair currently employs about 2,600 workers, about half of them in the Cincinnati region. The airline reportedly has 96 aircraft and had been talking about acquiring more, but the new plan is to cut less efficient 50-seat regional jets. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports that Delta has been trying to sell its Comair subsidiary for about a year and thought it would happen when it sold Mesaba and Compass Airlines in July. Comair President John Benderitis said in a memo that the downsizing in aircraft will occur over 2011 and 2012, determined by lease returns and maintenance schedules. This is tough news for Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. It was at one time Delta's second largest hub, and the airline has already cut two-thirds of its daily flights there. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association met with representatives of management Wednesday regarding the airline's announced intent to convert current Boeing 737-700 orders to the larger 737-800. The union says the meeting continues ongoing productive talks and collaboration between the two sides. Last month, the Transport Workers Union, representing cabin crews, noted that it too would need a revised contract for its employees to acknowledge the changes. At the time, TWU President Tom McDaniel observed that given the lead time required by Boeing to adjust the orders, new contracts would need to be worked out no later than December 1st of this year. Up next on ANN, in New Mexico, this is Aviation and Aerospace Appreciation Month. United Space Alliance gets some more shuttle work. And NASA offers some very healthy scholarships. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. The Alliance for Aviation Across America, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, National Business Aviation Association, and the National Association of State Aviation Officials have commended New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson for his recent proclamation of September as Aviation and Aerospace Appreciation Month. The proclamation highlights the importance of New Mexico's 51 publicly owned airports and more than 4,000 general aviation pilots that help support tourism, police and fire protection, agriculture, and businesses across the state. New Mexico is also home to Spaceport America, which will serve as home base for Virgin Galactic's Spaceship Two. The commercial spaceport has been under construction since 2009, with a runway expected to be finished later this year. NASA has extended the space program operations contract with United Space Alliance of Houston to March 31, 2011. The $900,000 contract extension supports flight operations for the Space Shuttle and International Space Station programs. The contract provides a variety of services critical to the operation of the shuttle. NASA's Space Shuttle program was originally targeted to end with the 2010 fiscal year at the end of this month, but it's been extended into February of next year, necessitating continuation of support services. NASA's Aeronautics Research Mission Directorate is accepting scholarship applications for the 2011 academic year. The agency expects to award 20 undergraduate and 5 graduate scholarships to students in aeronautics or related fields. Undergraduate students entering their second year of study will receive up to $15,000 per year for 2 years, and the opportunity to receive a $10,000 stipend by interning at a NASA research center during the summer. Jaiwan Shin, Associate Administrator for the Aeronautics Research Mission Directorate, explains, quote, "By offering these scholarships, we are extending to students not just an opportunity to become familiar with NASA's research, but also an extra dose of inspiration. Scholarships are an excellent way for us to attract talented young innovators to our workforce," unquote. Find out more using the FMI link at the bottom of the text version of this story, dated September 2nd, at aero-news.net. Still ahead, a sculpture commemorates Flight 5191. The XPRIZE and LEGO announce the Moonbot's champions. And, okay, let's see you resist the double entendre. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, September 3rd. I'm Paul Platt. Unusual sculptures at airports are fairly typical across the U.S., but a new one going in at Bluegrass Airport in Lexington, Kentucky, will have special meaning. The metal sculpture will stand 17 feet tall and depict 49 ascending doves. It will honor the victims of Comair Flight 5191, the infamous Delta Connection flight on which the crew attempted to take off from the wrong runway, ran out of room, and crashed. The first officer was the only survivor among the 50 people on board the Canadair jet. Families of some victims were on hand last week as ground was broken for the memorial, which planners hope will be completed in time for next year's 5th anniversary of the crash. The state is providing $100,000 to cover about a third of the estimated cost. The XPRIZE Foundation and LEGO Group Wednesday announced the winners of Moonbots, a global educational contest. The competition partnered with major technology leaders including Google, National Instruments, and Wired Magazine's Geek Dad blog. The challenge for the students, who range in age from 9 to 18 years, was to create simulated lunar rovers using Lego bricks and Mindstorm components, similar to those competing for the $30 million Google Lunar XPRIZE. More than 200 teams from 16 countries registered, representing every continent but Antarctica. The grand winner is Team Landroids of New Jersey, a group of 5 eighth-grade neighborhood friends who participate in various science competitions and robotics challenges. As part of their reward, the team gets to travel to LEGO's world headquarters in Denmark to tour the factory and meet with company executives. Second place was awarded to Team Shadowed Craters of California, and third place went to Team Moonwalk of New Jersey and Connecticut. William Pomerantz, Senior Director of Space Prizes for the XPRIZE Foundation, said about the challenge, quote, "The mission very closely paralleled the work our Google Lunar XPRIZE teams were doing, so we greatly enjoyed watching those technical challenges worked out on a different scale. The new era of lunar exploration is being built on the contribution of people of all ages and nationalities, and it's clear that the Moonbot's participants have what it takes to make important contributions," unquote. And finally today, the pilot of Southwest Airlines Flight 939 on approach to Love Field in Dallas was momentarily blinded by a flash of bright light in the cockpit. But this was no bored kid or NIMBY with a laser pointer. The light came from a rotating spotlight atop a Dallas strip club called Bombshells Cabaret. FAA spokeswoman Lynn Lunsford says the airliner was about 4 miles from the airport when it was inadvertently hit by the spotlight. KXAS-TV reports the owner of the club, Zach Carson, has unplugged the searchlight until it can be re-aimed. He said it's been in operation about 2 years, and this is the first time there's been any reported issue with air traffic in the area. Safety researchers say it's actually quite common for airline pilots to be dazzled at strip clubs, but it usually happens off the clock and in the building. They also caution that while a love field approach rarely results in blindness, it may get you slapped. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with John McBean, president and CEO of Kit Fox Aircraft, about the stunning Rotec radial-powered Super Sport Series 7 that was on display at Oshkosh this year. Enjoy your Labor Day holiday weekend. Our AeroCasts will be off on Monday and return on a normal schedule on Tuesday, September 7th. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.